Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna Marie DeMellon. In this week's episode, we are talking all about how to invoke angelic assistance. This is something that shows up in my practice several times a week. I have clients that come in and they're feeling frustrated. They don't think their angels hear them. They are asking and things are not showing up and they're generally feeling really frustrated. And I get it. I've been there too. You know, you're asking and you're doing everything that you're thinking that you need to be doing and things aren't showing up. So I wanted to do this episode to give you some tools and techniques to help give you a little bit more clarity around invoking the angels, bringing in universal helpers, and then watching the magic unfold. The greatest example I can give is for parking. I always ask my angels anywhere I'm going. If I'm going to the mall, if I'm going to watch a concert, if I'm going to a hockey game, whatever that is, I will ask my angels ahead of time, okay, angels, get me a Costanza parking spot as close to the front door as you possibly can, super quick and easy, in and out. Thanks. And then I don't worry about it. And I don't wonder if they're going to do it. I'm not wondering if they heard me, if I did it right. Are they going to do it? Oh, last time I went, it didn't work. Oh, time before that, I got stuck and somebody else got my spot. I don't do any of that. I just turn on Post Malone and I start singing. My choreography takes over in the car and I'm having a great time. And when I get there, that parking spot is there. And if it isn't, what I will do is if I pull up and I go in front of, say I'm going into the store, and if I pull up and, you know, there are 10 spots in front of the store and there's an empty spot, I'll drive by and say, I need my spot. Thanks. Where is it? And then I'll do a U-turn or I'll turn around or I'll do a drive around the parking lot and come back and someone's getting in their car and they're just leaving. So it's really fun. I use my angels for parking spots. I'll ask them, you know, where's the best deal on running shoes? I will ask them, you know, if I'm negotiating something, I will send my angels, my team, I'll send them in, you know, to assist with the negotiations. I will send them in ahead of time to, you know, clear any funky town energy. You know, if I'm going into a space to do space clearings or readings, that sort of thing, I'll have my angels go in and kind of do a big sweep before I get there. And the really important thing to remember is that the angels, and whatever word you'd like to use, you know, like some people, they like angels, spirit guides, benevolent energies, universal forces, God, Buddha, Allah, archangels, our crossover loved ones, spirit guides, universal helpers, whatever term you would like to use is absolutely perfect. So I invite you to just sort of play with that, because some people, as soon as I say angels, their energy just kind of, it just kind of shuts down. So let's just open up everybody's energy again and whatever that looks like for you. So it could be, you know, just universal energies, right? Being open to assistance from the universe. And that can show up in so many different ways. It's like a plethora, a buffet of different options in the way that that can show up in your world. So I always tell people, you know, just really go with what works for you, what feels light for you. I've talked about this in previous episodes where we talked about what is your yes and what is your no, in that your body has its own consciousness. And if we feel that tightening in our gut, that's usually a no. If we feel fluttering in our chest and our, you know, we're starting to feel different sensations in our chest, you know, maybe that's a yes. Maybe that's excitement. Let's look at that. So again, trust what works for you, what you know works for you. For me, I have a spirit team. I have angels and spirit guides and crossed over loved ones, and I've got crossed over fur babies. And there are ancestral guides, and I have archangels that I work with, and I work with energies that they don't really have a category. They're just beautiful, benevolent energies that will show up and will assist whenever I invoke. So that's the first thing I'd like to talk about is just really trusting your gut. Just really, you know, take what resonates and leave the rest, and really, really, really be curious about what's true for you. I find sometimes when we're learning new information, we're like a little bird and we just gobble it all up, every last drop. But then we don't really check in to see if it's all meant for us. And so I invite you to really, really be cognizant of what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And something really important to remember is that, you know, when we're invoking angelic assistance or we're invoking universal energies, that there is no power that is greater than you. Absolutely not. So this isn't giving our power away to the angels, for example. This is really about co-creating and really about inviting them into your space. Invoking is another way of saying, I'm inviting you into my space. I'm creating more space for you, and I'd like you to come in and assist me, guide me, show me, teach me, stand by my side, whatever that is. And then being open and available to that guidance and assistance and that help. We all have free will. And so our guides, the angels, they will not override that. So it's very important that we invoke and we invite. And I find that oftentimes, I mean, I've experienced this as well, when things are not going my way, when things are just seem really difficult, you know, maybe I've had some disappointments and I'm hurt and I'm upset and just things are just not working, I stop asking. It's like my energy kind of restricts and it's like, okay, whatever. And the universe will give that back. Okay, here's some more. Okay, whatever. So we almost must ask. It's so important to remember that if we're not asking, they're not just going to step in and say, hey, I see you're struggling. Why don't we go play some music? Hey, I see you're struggling. Why don't you call a friend? They may offer suggestions or kind of drop a few hints every now and again, but ultimately we have free will. And what's amazing is that when you feel deeply connected to your spirit, your essence, it's literally like heaven on earth. And then you become immune to all of the external influences because they don't match your frequency. And, you know, many times over the years, people have joked that, you know, oh, what's Shauna on? You know, she's so, you know, she has her head in the clouds. She's so silly. She's, you know, she's this, she's that. And at first it used to really bother me. And I thought, what are they talking about? And what it is that I have a jovial energy. I have an energy that invites and welcomes joy and fun. And it can be a little mischievous at times. And it can be a little sarcastic at times, poking fun. It can be, you know, just an invitation to be more playful. I love to joke and banter and just have fun with people. And sometimes that really can piss people off. It really can. If someone is really stuck in their story of, oh, the world's out to get me, nothing's working, blah, 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 blame, 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 it's them against me, I can't get ahead. If they're in that vibration and I come along, you know, handing out lollipops and playing Post Malone, let's have a dance party, that can really irritate those energies. And that's okay. And so really focusing on connecting more with the angelic realm, your spirit guides, will strengthen your connection to your own spirit, your own essence. And again, when we are connected in Now, what is that saying? I believe it's Abraham Hicks. They talk about choosing to be where your inner being already resides. And so when we choose to be where our inner being is filled with possibilities, love, fun. It's not stuck in, oh, nothing's working. Oh, you need a dose of reality. No, it's in the realm of possibilities. It sees opportunities for growth. It sees potential. It sees wonderful possibilities. And the more that we play in that arena, the higher our frequency will be. And oftentimes our frequency is just too high for these lower vibrations. And our energy will literally become an irritant to, you know, other people that are not willing to step into who they are and be more of who they came to be. And stop the blaming and stop the gossiping and stop the, you know, making other people wrong for their life and stop doing that. And you know, it's an invitation for them to stop and look at, okay, maybe I can make some changes too. And I found my world really began to change and shift when I started to invoke and bring in my spirit guides. And again, I have a team. We all have a team of spiritual helpers that are just waiting in the wings to help. We must ask. And sometimes I have clients who will say, I'm asking. But then we need to take a closer look at that. And I kind of feel like I get my magnifying glass out. And then we can start to look at, okay, are you clear about what it is that you'd like? If you're not clear, the universe is not going to give you clear answers or guidance. And so the perfect example is, you know what, I'd like more hours a week. You know, I'd like to get up to, you know, maybe 40 hours a week. But you know, I enjoy the part-time hours. You know, I like, you know, 20, 25 hours a week because it gives me time to work on the book I'm writing. So yeah, I don't know. I'd like more hours, but I really like, you know, 25 is good and da, 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 da. So you see what's happening is that it's like flipping a coin and the coin won't land on either one because we're not clear. We haven't chosen one specific thing. And I find what happens is people get stuck on, what if I choose the wrong thing? What if I choose it and I hate it and I make a mess? And instead of looking at it as, okay, cool, that was a choice. Not really the result I was looking for. Cool. What else can I choose now? Instead of keeping it open, we kind of get stuck in the expectation of what we think it would look like, what we want it to look like, what we hope it would look like. So getting very clear about what it is. If you'd like more hours during the week, then choose it. I'd like more hours. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to have more hours. This is what I want. Boom. Instead of, well, I'd like more hours, but I still like the part-time stuff, but I'd like more hours. You know, it'd be nice to have a little bit more money, but you know, I don't want too many hours, you know, so you're kind of wishy-washy with the universe. And then the universe will replicate, it'll be like a mirror back to you. Whatever you're putting out is what the universe is bringing back. So if you're putting out sort of all over the place, you're jumping from thing to thing, the universe will give you all sorts of things to keep jumping about. So getting very clear. This came up for myself a couple of years ago. You know, I'd really like to have a relationship. Oh, but you know, there's John, you know, he visits Calgary once a month and we go for dinner and we have a really nice time. Okay, well, I know he's not a relationship type of guy, but it's still nice to have dinner with him and see him and catch up. But then I was telling the universe that, you know, I'd like a relationship, but I still like to see John once a month. And the universe was like, okay, what? And then there wasn't anything really happening with that. And it wasn't until I got really clear and I thought, you know what? No, I know that John isn't looking for a relationship. He isn't going to move here. I'm not going to move there. This needs to end. And so once I made that decision and I said, no, that's fine. If I, you know, I'll spend more time with my girlfriends. I'm going to go to the gym more. I'm going to write my book, do some more gardening until the right person comes into my life who's looking for a deeper commitment for that relationship. and no word of a lie. As soon as I made that choice, that decision, I was all in, willing to do whatever it took. Within 2 weeks, my world changed. And again, I didn't realize what I was doing because the coin wouldn't land on the relationship side. It was like, ugh, I was getting so frustrated and people were wanting to set me up with other people. And I was like, oh no, I don't want a date. And online dating, wow. That's all I'm going to say about that. That could be a whole series of episodes. That's just a no. And again, once I got really clear, exactly what I want, it's like placing an order. Then the universe lined it up and it was beautiful. So we need to get very clear. Very clear, all in, no BS. And we ask angels, I'd like assistance with this, please. Thank you. Bring it to me in a way I can receive it. Bring it to me in a way that's clear for me to help me understand what my action steps are. And then we need to be open to receive it, right? And this is like, this one I find, sometimes I get stuck on this one. It's, yeah, of course that's going to happen. I was able to do it with parking. Really easy. Well, of course, my parking spot's just going to be there. It's how it is. And so it is. Boom, make it happen. And then in other areas of my life, I can still be a bit wishy-washy. Well, I kind of like that, but I don't know, maybe it should be like this. And I'm not as definitive. I'm getting there. And the relationship thing was huge, right? Like I did the same thing with girlfriends. It was like, you know, I was invited out and I met a new group of friends and I was really excited and they invited me over to someone's house. And there were six of us. And before I got there, I didn't realize this, but they all got together for dinner. And by the time I got there, they were on shots of tequila. And so I walked in and I was so excited and I just saw everybody and they were all having a great time and doing their thing. And then I kind of felt like the stick in the mud because, you know, I don't drink a whole lot. I might have a half glass of wine every now and again. Like I don't, you know, I don't drink a lot ever. And it was really interesting. And so I ended up leaving the night early. And I kind of got in my car and I felt a little bit disappointed. I was like, wow, I asked for new friends showed up. What was that about? And then my guides were like, well, do you want friends who, how did they word it? They said something along the lines of, do you want friends just for the sake of having someone to do something with? Or do you want friends that light you up? Do you want friends that you can co-create with? Do you want friends to look at you with believing eyes? Do you want friends to know, friends who you know you can trust them with your deepest secrets? You know that they'll hold sacred space for you just as you will for them. Do you want friends like that? Or do you want just anybody? And so it gave me a chance to get really clear about the type of friends that I wanted in my world. And so again, getting very clear about what you'd like. And as we're talking, I'd like you to think of, I want you to ponder something that you would like assistance with. Because at the end of this, toward the end of this episode, we'll do a quick meditation and we'll invoke the angels to come in and help you. So start thinking about whatever that is. And the only way that they can help us is if we are available. And I know that sounds crazy because a lot of people are like, well, of course I'm available. I asked for help. Yeah, but are you available? Are you willing for it to show up however it needs to? And that's where we kind of muck ourselves over. Our ego wants it to show up a certain way. Our ego doesn't want it to be messy. Our ego wants it to be quick, easy button, boom. I asked for it. Here it is. Let's go. We don't want any hiccups. We just want it now. Bring it. Let's go. Or then sometimes, and this happens a lot, we may get really clear about what it is we want. And then we may receive an inspired action step, as I like to call them, that we need to call a person, we need to do something. And then for whatever reason, we choose not to. And then we can't really get too frustrated about that because we didn't follow the guidance. The guidance is there, and it's up to us. We have free will. It's up to us to choose to take those steps, right? If you want to maybe lose weight, cool. Maybe the guidance is, well, you know, maybe a few extra green vegetables during the week, some more water. Maybe it's, you know, hitting the gym a couple more times a week. Maybe it's changing up your workouts. Maybe it's, you know, foregoing dessert. Maybe, you know, having dessert one day a week as opposed to five. We just came through Christmas, just saying. But it's really about getting clear on what you want, invoking the angels, being open to however it's going to show up, and then being willing to do whatever it takes. And oftentimes we'll think, well, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. But when it comes down to it, we're really not. We're really not. And that's where it can get us as well. It's, you know, it's what I will do is I'll get really clear about what it is. I'll ask for assistance. And then I'll say, and anywhere I'm not allowing the angels to bring this to me with ease and grace, I destroy and delete it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And that's kind of a little bit of an insurance package, if you will, so that I kind of don't screw myself over because we can have stuff mulling about in the background. We can have subconscious blocks, beliefs. We can have stuff we've picked up from other people. You know, and this is the cornerstone of the work that I do is clearing the subconscious stuff, the gunk in the background that kind of keeps screwing us over, that kind of keeps us hitting the repeat button on, you know, self-sabotage and, you know, kind of screwing ourselves over. We're the only ones that can screw ourselves over, period. We can blame everybody else all we want, but somewhere along the line, we chose it, we invited it, we allowed it, we let it, we may have even invited it. You know, somewhere along the line, we need to be accountable. Everything that shows up in our world is not by accident. Everything that shows up in our world is a reflection of what we are putting out. You know, sometimes we can have people come into our world and it's painful. Oh, painful. Like, ow, that really hurt. We can have wound mates come into our world. We can have people come in that they're meant to experience us and it's going to help their evolution. Or it can be flipped. We have someone come into our world and it's going to help our evolution. It's going to help us shift something. And so just being really aware that everything that shows up in our world is somehow we've invited it, chosen it, allowed it. It's come in for a reason. And invoking the angels is a fantastic way to start shifting that energy up. I also do sacred geometry grids. And so it was interesting. I was asking my angels, there's a project I'm working on. And I said, okay, what do we need to do to get this project to completion and have it be amazing? And, you know, I was just like, okay, what do we need to do to get this done? And they said, make a grid for it because that'll invoke extra forces in to help clear any resistance I had. And again, the majority of the resistance we have is subconscious. It's not something that we're consciously aware of. And so the grid helped kind of clear stuff up in the background so I could stay focused and get stuff done. And again, that was the guidance of the angels. You know, like I was really tired a couple of years ago and I was working with a naturopath and I wasn't feeling better and I was taking all these yucky tinctures and you know what I'm talking about, those disgusting things. Take 13 drops of this when you eat and it's like, oh, I'd rather eat some cat gibble. It's so gross. But yeah, I was really getting kind of frustrated. And so one day I sat down and I said, okay, I'd really like to start to feel better. What is it? Angels, what am I missing? Angels, what is it that I need to look at? And it was actually my iron levels. And I don't eat a lot of red meat. And it was funny because then I sat there and it was like, oh, that's why you've been flashing me hamburgers. I was like, damn it. Okay, angels, can you be a little more clear when you're showing me something? And so, yeah, they would flash me. They flashed me hamburgers all day one day. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'm busy. I wasn't getting it. And then my guides were like, yeah, you need to eat a little bit more red meat. We know you don't like it that much. Throw some more pickles on a burger. Eat a burger every now and again. That's what your body requires. And sure enough, I had a couple of burgers, and the next time I had blood work done, the iron levels were getting much better, and it was like, okay, cool. So the angels can come in and they can assist us with anything, relationships, health issues. And if it's something with your health, I always recommend going to your doctor, get some blood work done, get that baseline, see where things are at. The angelics, they'll come in and they'll give us the guidance and the assistance, but it doesn't replace getting professional help. I had a client who came in a couple of years ago, and she said, I've got this skin condition, but my angel said it'll clear up on its own. And I said, well, have you had allergy testing done? We're just going to kind of put that out there. And she was like, oh, well, my angels didn't say I have allergies. I said, well, it could be another possibility. So she went and had allergy testing done. And then afterwards, she said to me, she said, huh, that's really weird. She said, I'm allergic to wool. And she said, they kept flashing me this wool sweater I kept wearing. And she said, I didn't understand what they meant. I said, well, maybe they were flashing it to you because that was an irritant to your skin. So again, I invite you to just be open to however it's going to show up. Sometimes we may just get that hunch. We may overhear something. We may see something in our mind's eye. We may hear a whisper. We may have a dream. We may be driving or doing something mundane and boom, something just shows up. Just trust whatever that is. And the more you work with your angels, the guides, the universal energies, the more you'll start to understand what their frequency is. And so then you can start to ask different guides for different help. And you can start to really, really bring in that help. And I always say, pick something that you'd like help with. And then I'll teach you, we'll go through a quick exercise to invoke their help with it. And then when things start to shift and change, acknowledge their help and be grateful for their help. And then just really watch for the signs and watch for the synchronicities and watch, whenever you get those hunches and, I'm going to call this person, I'm going to call that person. This morning I was working on a blog post, and I was kind of got stuck. It was flowing and it was great and da 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 da, it's fabulous. And then boom, it was like, huh, okay, it's like radio silence. Okay, so I got up, I went and I got more coffee, and then I just out of nowhere, I was like, I'm gonna check my phone, see what's going on Facebook. So I go on Facebook, and there's a gal doing a Facebook Live, and she's talking about exactly what my blog post was about. And I just froze. It was like, what? Shut the front door. So I listened for about 30 seconds, got the snippet that I needed to finish the blog post, and I was off to the races. And so that's how easy it can be if we allow it. So everywhere you're not allowing ease in your life with invoking the angels, with having your dreams come true, let's just destroy and delete it in all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Because yeah, what if it was that easy? I find myself included, I've done this too. It's like we're in suffer land. It's like everyone's suffering and oh, I've got this and my foot hurts and oh, my car broke down, and oh, my boss is a big jerk, and oh, this happened. It's like, can you tell me something good? Like I get tired of that. It's so funny because people are like, oh, well, you don't come out to our events as much, and blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not interested in hearing about, everyone's suffering. I'm about possibilities for myself as well, right? Like it's so important to keep open to receiving the guidance and the inspiration and the ideas and trusting that things will get better, but we have to ask and we have to be really clear and we need to make sure that we're available. Because if we're not available, if we think it needs to look a certain way, then the angels, the guides, they're trying to get it to us, but we're like, nope. It's like we've got blinders on. Nope. It's going to look like this. It's going to be a pink unicorn. That's it. I know it. Meanwhile, they could have a a rainbow of colors just waiting for you, waiting for you. But you have your heart set on a pink unicorn. It could take a month, it could take a year, could take a lifetime. So just be willing to let it show up the way it needs to. Okay, so if you are driving, I recommend you do this at a time where you won't be disturbed. I'd like you to close your eyes and take a nice cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And close your eyes and bring your focus from your head down to your heart. You may even wish to place your hands over your heart and on to your solar plexus. And really focus on your solar plexus. This is the strength of you. This is your life. This is like the throne of you, of where you direct your life, your power. This is your power center. And just really focus your energy on your power center. And I'd like you to bring to mind something that you would like assistance from the angels. Perhaps it's healing your emotions. Maybe you'd like more fun in your world. Maybe you'd like a new car. Whatever that is. And just bring to mind whatever that is. Maybe you'd like some guidance. Maybe you'd like action steps. And just allow the angels to come into your space. If you work with specific angels or guides, allow them to come in. Allow them to clear away anything that isn't a match to your frequency. Thoughts, feelings, vibrations, energies, frequencies, and anything else I haven't mentioned. Anything that isn't a match to who you are authentically, that is a contribution for them to clear at this time. We'll clear with ease and grace, clearing every trace, surrounding you with divine love and light, imbuing you with all of the energies of possibilities of love, endless love, joy, fun, witty banter. That's mine. I love witty banter. And allow that smile on your face to travel down into your heart and allow your heart to expand. And ask in your mind, angels, what is one action step to get me closer to my heart's desire, my dream? What does that look like? And allow the angels to show you a picture, give you an idea. It may come into your awareness immediately. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. After we're done, after you listen to this episode, you may wish to journal. The answer will come. Keep asking. Angels, what would it take? What will it take for me to heal my emotions? And keep asking. Angels, what will it take for me to have more fun in my life? What can I add to my life to have more fun? Angels, what would it take to have that new car parked out front of my house? Angels, bring me the means to get my new car. Angels, what will it take? When we ask the angels, what will it take? It's like invoking them all on its own. Angels, what would it take to have 10 new clients this month? Angels, what would it take to go on that beautiful beach vacation that I've been dreaming of? Angels, what would it take for the love of my life to come into my world? Angels, what would it take for me to wake up feeling refreshed and invigorated, so excited for my life? And again, ask your angels, angels, what is one action step, one inspired action step I can take today to make this dream a reality? And then I invite you to ask again, is there something else? Is there more? And if something isn't dropping, Angels, please give it to me in a different way. Angels, please give it to me in a different way, a way that I can understand. And the more you ask, and the more that you're available to receiving, the more information that you will receive, the more clarity you will receive. And just trust that the angels have given you the awareness, they've given you at least one action step, what you need to do. And everywhere you're not willing to receive the action steps clearly and easily, everywhere you're not allowing them to just drop, let's just orient and delete it across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, or realities. And if you need to take another deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and ask again, angels, I would love some guidance. I'm open to receive in whatever form it will come. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, sometimes the guidance drops immediately. We know exactly what we need to do and we're off to the races. Sometimes we need to ask a few more times. So if you haven't received it right away, that's okay. Just keep asking. Whenever you're listening to this, ask throughout the day. Continue to ask. And if it's not showing up, go back and see if you were very clear about what you'd like. And if you're willing to do whatever it takes. We call them conflictual realities. If we're asking for two things simultaneously, the universe won't deliver either one. So really get clear. So anywhere that you have a conflictual reality about what you're asking for, your heart's desires, let's destory and delete them across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. So you can get crystal clear, choose it, be all in, get it, love it, have fun with it, show it off, and then pick again. Choose the next thing. All right, we're going to bring you back. So wiggle in your chair, another deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. We thank the angels for joining us in this space. And just know that you can do this at any time. That's how easy it is to invoke the angels. Angels, I would like your assistance, please. Thank you. Angels, parking stall, please and thank you. Angels, what is the best day for me to do this? Angels, what is the best day for me to book tickets for my next trip? Angels, you can bring them into any aspect of your world. They're literally waiting in the wings. And open your eyes, come fully back, grounded in your body. You may wish to journal. You may wish to stay in this energy a little bit longer and journal. There may be some more insights. A fascinating thing about automatic writing is that when we are holding something, we're keeping the logical mind busy so that we're able to receive those intuitive hits, those intuitive insights. So I do recommend journaling. I journal every day and get clarity and action steps and my awareness from my guides. And if you are in the Calgary area, February 1st, 2020, we are doing your Heart's Desire workshop here at the house. And it's 3 hours. We get really clear about your heart's desires and we clear a ton any resistance to having whatever that is show up in your world. So if there's something that you'd really like assistance with, that would be the class for you. You can head over to my website to get more information. That's livealifeyoulove.org. And you can reach out to me at any time. I love your feedback. I love the messages and the feedback. And I send you mountains of love. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what shows up in your world from your angels. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.